With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee Thursday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says that her department does extremely vital work.
Under President Trump's leadership, we will continue to protect American interests and bolster American economic power and technological innovation to further growth and prosperity. The American people depend on the Department of Homeland Security to remain vigilant, agile, and responsive. We will never yield. We will never waver, and we will never back down.
Secretary Noem receiving very strong support from Republicans on the panel, but faced brutal questioning from a number of Democrats. And then there was this. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson is now being sharply criticized for his comments during the hearing. He called the shooting of the two National Guard troops, in which one died, an unfortunate accident. Kilmar Abrego Garcia has been released from an immigration detention center in Pennsylvania following an order from a federal judge. Years ago, he immigrated to the United States illegally. Questions over aviation safety are dogging a massive defense bill before Congress. More on that story from correspondent Jennifer King.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. Jennifer King, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A battle over faith is raging north of the border.
In the province of Quebec, lawmakers are considering a hate crimes law that would bar any and all religious expressions in public. It's aimed at Muslims who sometimes pray in public, but Muslim, Christian, and other faith leaders are railing against the legislation. Analysts say the measure would also bar Christians from wearing a cross and Muslim women from wearing a hijab. Religious freedom guarantees in Canada are not as strong as here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in a number of states in 2026. Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment to enshrine abortion in the Constitution for the second time as required by state law. Virginians will likely see a similar initiative. Last month, voters there submitted a majority of Democrats within the state legislature. This is SRN News. A private funeral has been held for a West Virginia National Guard member who was shot to death last month in Washington.
20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom was laid to rest this week with full military honors at the West Virginia National Cemetery in Grafton. Beckstrom and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolfe were ambushed as they patrolled a subway station three blocks from the White House November 26th. Beckstrom died the next day. Wolfe remains in a hospital in Washington. A 29-year-old Afghan national who was also shot has been charged with murder. He's pleaded not guilty. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Now, senators from both parties pushing to change a defense bill after crash investigators and victims' families warned it could undo some safety reforms. Those reforms stem from a collision between an airliner and an Army chopper over Washington in January. More details, srnnews.com.